If you look at a map of South America, you'll see the Galapagos Islands about 1,000 kilometers west of Ecuador in the Pacific Ocean. They belong to Ecuador, actually. They're famous as the place where Charles Darwin developed his ideas about evolution. And I was reading a magazine article about Darwin when it occurred to me that it'd be great to visit the islands. I found a website which advertised holidays combined with volunteer conservation work there, and I ended up going for 2 months when I had a gap between jobs. It took me 3 flights to get to the island of San Cristobal, where I was based. As I was tired after the journey, the conservation organization I was working with started me off on the relatively easy job of recording the number of seabirds on one of the beaches. It's important to regularly check the populations of different species. I went on to collect data on sea lions and other animals. My favorites actually were the iguanas. They're amazing looking. The Galapagos Islands are home to many incredible species of animals and plants. But as tourism and the local population have grown, environmental problems have developed, and there are big conservation efforts underway. Volunteers clear the beaches of rubbish washed up from the sea. Then, inland, it's important to remove things that pollute ponds where animals get fresh water. And I worked on this for a while. It's dirty, unpleasant work, but it needs doing. One major problem on the islands is that some native species are suffering because of what's known as introduced species. These are things like rats, cats, and also plants brought into the Galapagos. I spent 3 days cutting down blackberry plants and digging up their roots. They invade the territory of native plants very aggressively. The idea is to restore large parts of the Galapagos to previous conditions. One interesting task I was given was to assist a plant scientist who was gathering seeds. These were various native species and would be used to replant the areas where unwanted vegetation, like the blackberry, had been cleared away. The work was rewarding, but I also had time for some fun. I explored the islands, hung out with local people and other volunteers, and went to the beautiful beaches. When you swim in the sea there, you're likely to have other creatures swimming with you. I'll never forget one magical occasion when I was surrounded by lovely penguins splashing around in the waves. I mainly stayed on San Cristobal, but I also visited Isabella Island one weekend. I had a shock when I first got there, actually. I'd booked a room at the Wooden House Hotel, but it seemed there had been a mistake because nothing was reserved for me and the place was full. Luckily, however, just down the road was the Volcano Hotel, which turned out to be fine. Isabella Island is actually bigger than San Cristobal, but it's less developed. In fact, it didn't even have any banks when I was there, which I hadn't expected. Fortunately, I didn't need one urgently. I walked up a magnificent mountain on Isabella and watched some whales swimming just off the coast. A good place to escape the modern world. I'd say the Galapagos are as nice as anywhere I've ever been. The people are friendly and the nature stunning. The cost of getting there is an issue, though, and local prices are high. If you don't enjoy fierce heat, it wouldn't suit you either. And if mosquitoes concern you, it's not great. They were the worst thing about the islands for me. So if you go there, be prepared. One thing I looked forward to was eating lots of seafood, and I wasn't disappointed. There are also great vegetables and fruit, a few exotic ones, besides the more common tropical fruits like mangoes and papaya. What I hadn't expected was the quality of the coffee. It's locally grown and more delicious than I've ever had anywhere else.